to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Look at the bubble, and it drives me nuts. I want to know who's in, who isn't, what's happening here as we get closer to Selection Sunday. How about John Calipari's Kentucky Wildcats? I mean, they got a four-game run going here. Remember when they lost at Georgia in early February? They were like one of the first four teams out. The Wildcats were 16-9, 7-5 in the SEC, and they were going to Mississippi State next. They won that game by three in Stark Vegas. Four threes from Antonio Reeves, 11 dimes by Kayson Willis. Tshiebwe had 18 and 11, the double-double. And that was enormous. Since then, the Cats have won against Tennessee. They beat their ass. Florida in Gainesville, Auburn at Rupp, and those games were by 12, 8, and 32 points. Cal has got the Kentucky Wildcats rocking. Tshiebwe had 25 against the Gators on 12 of 13 shooting. Full domination inside. Chris Livingston's had two double-doubles in the win streak. Wallace has averaged eight dimes in the last four games. Reeves shooting 48% from downtown. So Kentucky still has games at home against Vanderbilt, on the road at Arkansas. And then you got the SEC tournament. And if they started that today, they'd be the number three seed in the SEC tournament. I mean, they have really turned it around. They're a dangerous team right now. So let's look at the conferences and see who's in and who's probably going to get in and who's got work to do. In the ACC, Virginia is in, even though they have been falling apart. The Miami Canes are in despite their meltdown loss to Florida State. And Duke's been playing great ball. They're going to the tournament. Count on that. I think NC State should be in. There is no way you leave the Pitt Panthers out of the NCAA tournament. I am sorry. They are going to the NCAAs. They still have road games at Notre Dame and against Miami. But and in the ACC tournament, you're going to see how good they are. The Panthers are coming off a big 17-point win over Cuse at the Peterson in the Steel City. They lead the ACC after Miami's loss. You know, Virginia lost to North Carolina. Miami lost to Florida State. Pitt wins. Pitt's on top of the conference. I say North Carolina's got work to do. Clemson's iffy for me. But North Carolina finally won a quad one game. They need to beat Virginia in Chapel Hill at the Dean Dome. That'll get them into the tournament. So I'll give them credit. They got it done. They beat Tony Bennett's team, and that was a huge win for the Heels. But they still have a road game at Florida State, and then they host Duke in the season finale in Chapel Hill. Now, what about Clemson? After they lost to Louisville on the road, which was embarrassing, Brad Browell's team got back above water by beating NC State and Raleigh 96-71. That was huge for them. They've got a massive road game in Charlottesville against Virginia coming up. Boy, do they need that one. That's not going to be easy, though. You know, you go there, you lose. That's all there is to it. Now, what about the Big 12? You know Kansas, Texas, Iowa State. I wouldn't put them in, but they're getting in. Baylor's automatic, Kansas State, TCU. A lot of people wouldn't put TCU in. I'm putting them in. Teams that I'm not putting in, Oklahoma State, and I'm not putting in West Virginia, despite how much Huggy Bear keeps saying they deserve to be in because of the strength of schedule and the hardest schedule in America and playing in the Big 12 and all the rest. And Texas Tech has been playing great, but TCU beat them 83-82 in Lubbock, so great game, close, you still lost. They got work to do. Mark Adams' team has to go on the road to play at Fog Allen against Kansas. Have fun with that. West Virginia 16-13 going into their game last night in Iowa State at the Hilton. Oklahoma State had a big game against Baylor last night, and they got one on the road against Texas Tech, still on the schedule. So what about the Big East? Marquette is in, Xavier, UConn, Creighton, count them all in the NCAAs. And I think Providence should be in as well, no questions asked. How about Ed Cooley? Over the last two seasons, he's won 77% of his games. Even Rick Pitino didn't do that. They're coming off an easy win over Georgetown in D.C. over the weekend. Now, what about the Big Ten? You got Purdue, Indiana, and Maryland all in. How about the Hoosiers? Going to West Lafayette and finishing off the season sweep of the Boilermakers and Matt Painter. For the first time since 2013, Indiana won both games at Assembly Hall and at Mackey. I mean, Jalen Huccifino is an absolute badass. The freshman is headed to the NBA. He had 35 against Purdue on the streets. That is absolutely sickening. Bottom line, he was unstoppable in that game on the road. I swear to God, I think they're going to let all these teams in. Northwestern, I mean, they've been unbelievable. They beat Indiana twice. Michigan State, they beat Indiana. I think they're getting in. Illinois is tough as hell. They're getting in, and they're going to be seeded rather high. Iowa will sneak in. How about that comeback win against Michigan State at Carver Hawkeye on Saturday? That was crazy. And Rutgers, a huge win on the road at Penn State on Sunday, and they were down at the half. They were down 19 in the second half, but they got it done. They held the Nittany Lions scoreless over the last 9 minutes of the game. And they're 18-11 after that win. And 10-8 in the Big Ten, which is no easy task. They'll be in the NCAAs for the third straight year. That's never happened before in Rutgers hoop history. I got to be honest with you. I think Wisconsin, Michigan, and Penn State are out. Michigan would have the edge, if you ask me, of who could get in. That was an enormous win over Wisconsin. They had no business winning that game at Chrysler, but Dickinson hit the buzzer-beating bomb to send it to overtime, and then they kicked the Badgers' ass in the extra session. I think Michigan basically is on that like next four out list at this point. And I think they have to have a good Big Ten tournament. Bottom line is Wisconsin, they got a home game against Purdue. Beat them and you might get in. And they finish at Minnesota against a crappy Gopher team. They absolutely have to win that game. That'd be embarrassing. Penn State still has a game at Northwestern and a game at home in Happy Valley against Maryland. Let's look at the Pac-12. Arizona and UCLA are automatically in, even though Arizona lost the game to the Sun Devils on the wild, almost full court buzzer beater at McHale Center. Doesn't matter. Arizona's still going to be a super high seed. UCLA's awesome. They barely won it. Colorado, doesn't matter. They won. All they do is win. Now, who has to do some work? I mean, I think Arizona State got in with that win at Arizona, and I'm putting USC in no matter what. USC's rattled off three straight wins. They closed the season with home games against Arizona and Arizona State. If they win one of those games, count them in. What about the Oregon Ducks? 16-13, Dana Altman's team. I don't think they're getting in. Unless they have a great Pac-12 tournament and knock off somebody like Arizona or UCLA and then really get the committee's attention. But right now, I say they're out. And what about the SEC? Alabama's in, Tennessee's in, Kentucky's in. I'm putting A&M in. I mean, they got screwed last year. They're getting in this year. Buzz Williams' team is badass. I think they'll be a number six seed. The Aggies close out with a road game at Ole Miss. They host Bama in the season finale. I think Arkansas is really tough. They got a road game at Tennessee next, and then they got a home game against Kentucky. I thought they gave Alabama all they could handle in Tuscaloosa, losing by three. Some people think Missouri's a nine seed and that they'll finish the season at LSU, then at home against Ole Miss. If Missouri wins both of those games, count them in. What about Auburn? Bruce Pearl's team. They opened SEC play 6-1. They've gone 3-6 since. They got their ass beat at Rupp by Kentucky. A lot of people have them in the tournament no matter what at like a 9 seed. Now, what about Mississippi State? They've won 7 of 9 and had a huge win over A&M in Stark Vegas. They got work to do, no doubt about it. They're going to win their next game at home against South Carolina. That'll be easy. Now let's look at the American Conference. Houston is in. I'm going to put Memphis in no matter what. What about the Mountain West? San Diego State is automatic. I give Boise State a bid and Nevada for that matter, but I think it's going to be tough to convince the committee of that. They've had big wins at home against San Diego State and Boise and a big win on the road at New Mexico. Utah State needs to beat UNLV and Boise State, I think, to get in. It's not going to be easy for them. I'm definitely putting Gonzaga and St. Mary's in and Florida Atlantic. And I'm also putting in Charleston. I love the Cougars. We're getting so close to Selection Sunday, it's ridiculous.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill?
That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.